Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always as I continue to broadcast live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce building in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I'm delivering a keynote speech later today at their business expo. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to spending some time with the good folks here at the members of the Chamber of Commerce and their and other business owners here. But before we get to that, we're going to talk with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is a long time, as you know, a long time member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University, and he's the guy, ladies and gentlemen, that every month for decades now, he has been talking to small business owners across the country, asking them, what do you think about what's going on in the economy? How are you being affected right now? Are you buying? Are you hiring? Are you firing? Are you raising prices? Are you profitable? Can you get credit? Those kinds of questions. And he puts those together in a handy-dandy report, and he brings it back to us, and we're the beneficiaries of that hard work and have been now for a long time. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir, and have fun today giving that keynote speech.
I'm looking forward to it. I love doing that. I love speaking to especially chamber groups, Bill. Chambers are the most exciting and the most just the best group of people In the marketplace, as far as I'm concerned. I know you agree with me on that.
I agree. Last night I did the Lower Bucks County Chamber of Commerce, and earlier I did another one, so I've done two this week already.
All right, good for you. Well, you got one up on me. I'm only doing one this week, at least so far. But I enjoyed chambers. I've been a member of my chamber for over 30 years, Bill, and I believe in them. I tell small business owners, if you're not a member of your chamber, I want to know why. And the chambers are the reason I like chambers is because they cut across, their mission cuts across all of the boundaries, political, education, industry, commercial, you name it. It cuts across all those things, and it brings all those people together. And that's the cool thing about chambers of commerce. Bill, you and I have been spending a lot of time together over the years. With your report talking about how things are going in the economy, I fear that your report today is not going to be a happy one.
Well, of all the years we've been together, this would be the saddest one in terms of our small business owner optimism out there. We in October hit the third lowest reading that we've had in the 35 years we've been doing the study, and the other two lower readings would be the second quarter of 1980, And I've forgotten which quarter now, back in 74.5. So it's right. Been a long time since we've been this kind of down in the dumps about the economy.
Well, is it justified?
Probably.
How much of it's real? How much of it's between our ears?
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, let's look at my index first. The index has 10 components, and some of them I call real. That is job creation, capital outlays plans, inventory investment plans, and job openings. Those four components did account for 25% of the decline. That's more than they usually do. They fell a lot more than we thought they would. For example, job creation plans, that's the net percent of owners planning to increase employment at their companies, fell 7 points to a net zero. We've had only a few readings lower than that in our 35 years. On the other hand, more than half of the decline, 55% of the decline, was accounted for by two components. One is now a good time to expand, and the other is, do you think the economy will be better or worse 6 months from now than it is today?
Right.
And those two, kind of are soft. We call them soft components because they aren't necessarily directly related to spending and hiring, but those really went into the tank in October.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I one of the things that I've been trying to talk about, Bill, and I'd like your thoughts on this, are two terms that I feel that we need to pay attention to. One of them is what I call negative hysteria, and that's what you get when you watch too much CNBC. And you get a lot of negative stuff and a lot of hysterical stuff because of you know, you're paying so much attention to Wall Street and
exactly.
to your 401k balance, which is a natural thing. But if you're a small business owner, in my opinion, you got to focus more on the positive reality. You got to be positive about what's real. And I want you to comment on that. We'll come back after these messages. We'll take a quick break, folks, and I'll get Bill to give us his thoughts on that. Remember, folks, make sure that if you're upset about something, if you're concerned about something, if you're worried about something, make sure it's something that's real, not something that's imagined, that the media has gotten it blown into some kind of hysteria. And then try to find a way to be positive about that. We'll talk about that some more with Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. Welcome back. It's 17:10. I'm Jim Plasky, the Small Business Advocate. Our website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. Continuing to celebrate my 11th anniversary here in Vicksburg, Mississippi. I'll give the keynote speech to the Chamber of Commerce a little bit later on at their Business Expo and they're also their partners here. But right now we're still visiting with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is Chief Economist for the NFIB and Professor of Economics at Temple University and one of our longtime devoted members of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He brings us his report every month on what small business owners tell him they're thinking about the economy. Bill, as we went to the break, I introduced the concepts of avoiding negative hysteria and focusing on positive reality. Now, the reality, your report that your respondents gave you, you know, an awful lot of what they gave you was reality. They told you what, you know, about their sales and about their hiring practices and their capital expenditures and the ability to get credit. Those are real things, and if they're not good things, you know, that's fine. That's real. But let's focus on those real things and find a way to turn them into something, some kind of progress, some kind of maybe the positive part. Maybe is only a strategy for how to get out of this. What do you think?
Well, even the, you know, the real economy is not, you know, as bad as we, you know, make a lot of noise over. When we have a 6% unemployment rate, we say, "Oh my gosh, that's terrible." Well, it is, but you know, in terms of looking at the future and assessing where we are now, that means that 94 out of 100 people that want a job have a job, and
yeah.
they're still working. And true, 6 out of 100 don't, but the lowest we can ever get is, you know, 4.5 to 5.
Right.
So I mean, we really haven't, we're really not in the tank in any sense there. What I think people have to realize is that we're just not growing. So we've had some small GDP numbers and some larger GDP numbers, but year over year, the economy has still grown. Now, you know, we think it'll be a bad fourth quarter, but we'll still probably have positive growth year over year. So, you know, so we're just making adjustments to the excesses that we got hooked up in, and of course the main excess was building too many houses.
I mean,
they're just, you know, housing starts are going to fall down to 500,000 probably at the end of this year at an annual rate, and that was compared to almost 2 million 2 years ago, which was way too many houses. So that's the burden hanging around our neck, and of course a lot of our small businesses out there are tied to the construction industry, and we need that to bounce back, and that's going to happen within the next 6 months. It'll turn around.
The one troubling thing to me, Bill, and where I think this downturn is different from all the others I've ever been involved in, all the way back to '69, the one thing that's different about this one, which I think is exacerbating everything, is the collapse of credit. What do you think?
And of course it's a strange collapse of credit. Our small business owners out there, at least our NFIB members, you know, told us that it never really got any worse than it did in any other expansion at the end of the expansion. In fact, in October, the percent of owners who said they had trouble getting credit, fell from 11 to 9, so it went down 2 points. So, you know, and that just looks like the end of every expansion. At the end of every expansion, credit gets harder to get. We saw no sign of, you know, a spike in difficulties in getting credit. So, you know, we didn't see anything unusual there. But certainly on, you know, up on Wall Street, you know, it's been a disaster. And that filters down. When the Bank of America abandons this program to finance McDonald's franchisees, you know, that's a lot of small business owners who have to then go find credit someplace else.
Exactly. And Bill, people ask me, you know, when are things going to turn around? And my only answer, my only simplistic answer is when the credit market turns around.
For consumers, too.
I mean, the consumer credit issue right now is not good either, Bill.
It isn't. The delinquencies are up, although they're not as bad as they were in 1990-91. But they could get worse, of course. I mean, when they're turning up, you know, we use too much credit. We partied from 2000 to 2008. We spent like crazy. As you know, the savings rate for consumers out of their disposable income went to zero for a couple of years. We spent every nickel that we earned. We didn't save anything, and so we have too much debt relative to our income. And we'll have to get that straightened out. That means we have to actually save a little money. Savings, unfortunately, means fewer customers in our little companies out there, and they're telling us that.
And isn't that going to have with the credit issue and all this issue we're talking about? That's not boding well for the holiday season for retailers, is it?
That's right. You know, I think that every year the retailers always say it doesn't look good, and I always do commentaries on the radio and say, you guys would be kidding. It'll be another good year, and it always is. But this year they'll probably be right.
They may be right.
In real terms, you probably won't see any growth in sales this year, and certainly the high-enders are going to feel it. So there's going to be difficulty there. We had, our people tell us how sales are quarter to quarter. You know, so if you, if you compare the last 3 months to the prior 3 months, you know, we had a record number of people telling us that sales were falling. Now that doesn't mean it could be a dollar or $1 million, but certainly declines are widespread right now, and that doesn't bode well for the fourth quarter.
Are we at the bottom of this, Bill? You think?
Well, you know, that's always hard to call. I would say we're at the bottom just because I don't think that we can really, you know, push numbers below the kind we saw in 80-82 when we're in such good shape compared to the economy in 80-82.
Right.
So I'd say bottom, yes.
But there still are a lot of positive elements to the economy right now. They're just waiting on some good news, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I think that. Stand by, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. First, we'll come back. One of the things I want to ask Bill is his thoughts on what should we do with the big three automakers? Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from the Vicksburg Chamber of Commerce. And having a great time here supporting the Chamber's efforts and their business expo today. Looking forward to speaking to all those guys. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, folks. He's talking to us about the recent report. And, Bill, I you and I have had so many good visits with the reports over the years this isn't our first downturn. You and I went through one back in 2000, 2001, 2002. There were some tough times back in those days, too. And after the crash of the stock market, after the attacks and the corporate malfeasance, we had some tough years during those times, and then we had some good years. And so, you know, these are cycles that we're all going through. But there are a couple of things, Bill, that are different. One is the credit collapse. We mentioned that earlier. In all the recessions that I've been involved in, this one is different because of that. And the other thing is, Bill, the chickens have finally really come home to roost on all the 20th century baggage that the big three automakers have caused themselves to have to live with right now. What do you think should be done? My thoughts are that they should go into a prepackaged bankruptcy. They go in, they go out, bada bing, bada bam, and they restructure. And there's pain, there's a little bit of blood, maybe a lot of blood, but it's over. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the way it has to be done. I would make two observations. One, there is too much capacity in the auto industry, so it does need to shrink. And the way we typically do this, of course, is to have bankruptcy and so on. So, but the other observation that, of course, the big three make is, well, look, you know, we could go into bankruptcy and reorganize, do Chapter 11, and, you know, get things straightened out a little bit. But nobody will buy a car from a company that's in bankruptcy, so the stigma would be very damaging. So your idea about some kind of a prepackaged bankruptcy where, you know, basically everything's agreed to ahead of time and then swoosh, you go through and then things are done is a much more effective way to do it.
For about 90 seconds.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, you know, we have to agree to some some major changes. One is we have to, you know, get the old big three out of some of their obligations. They spend about $1,500 a car on health care, et cetera, whereas Nissan and Toyota are $300, you know.
So they
have to get rid of some of that. The UAW has had a heavy foot on their neck for decades, and this is where you get. So we'll have to do that and then figure out how to make sure that the brands can come out and that people don't worry about the fact that if I buy a GM car today, there will be no GM tomorrow. As long as people believe that it'll be there once we just get it reorganized, then we'll be okay.
You know, the irony, I've driven Fords all my life, Bill, and this year I bought a GMC and an SUV,
pick-em-up truck.
And I love it. It's one of the best automobiles I've ever owned.
Well, we make
the first time
good
I've ever
cars
owned
here.
a new GM car. How about that?
Yeah, we didn't used to make
good cars. They're building good cars. They've got too much baggage. We got to figure that out.
Right. We didn't used to make good cars, but the Japanese competition forced us to make good cars, and that's what's good about competition. And right now, you know, it's so much of their resources, you know, is just handed over to labor and to all these crazy payments for retirees and so on. So they can't reinvest in the business and improve their equipment and improve their factories and design new and better cars because the money's all being siphoned away. And
one thing for sure, Bill, any money that the government gives them that doesn't go towards changing their business model is wasted money.
That's right. If we just extend $25 billion line of credit to them, which they're asking for, that money is gone. They're just going to hand it over to their workers, and
change. What do you think the government's going to do, Bill?
Hard to say. You know, well, I'll guarantee you they're going to do something. The government's going to come up with some kind of a bailout. The UAW was very influential in getting Obama elected, and you know, those are political debts that are going to be paid, and you got a Democratic Congress that's going to pay it. So.
Somehow the taxpayer is going to have to pay something, aren't they?
Right. We're just going to have to do our best to make sure that it can be constructive as possible and not destructive to capital and money our money being wasted.
Bill, 30 seconds. Last thoughts for small business owners.
Well, hang in there. It's not as bad. It's not any worse now than we kind of went through with the decline in 2000. You know, the stock market crashed then. It crashed now. It came back, reached new highs. It'll do it again. You know, look past the next few months like small business always do. Look to the long run and manage your company carefully. And, 6 months from now, this will be a bad dream we'll be forgetting about.
Bill, I know you agree with me. Small business owners will lead us out of whatever we're in right now, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, sir.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.